As we approach the completion of the Mishkan, the Torah summarizes the donations made to its construction. And we read in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, a pasuk that introduces this summary. Ele Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Ha'edos Asher Pukad Alpi Moshe. These are the accountings of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle of testimony, which were counted by the word of Moshe. The obvious difficulty is the apparent redundancy of the words HaMishkan, Mishkan. Ele Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Ha'edos. The words Mishkan, HaMishkan are back to back, and they seem to be totally redundant, and really it seems unnecessary. One reference to the word should have been enough to convey the meaning of the pasuk. So why does the Torah repeat the word? Why the redundancy? In order to answer this question, Rashi cites the teaching of the Medrash, often cited from the Tanchuma, but also contained in the Medrash Rabbah on our Parsha, that the phrase is actually a reference to the future destruction of the two Beis HaMikdashes. How so? Playing on the similarity of the words Mishkan, which is in our pasuk, the tabernacle, and another Hebrew word, which sounds almost identical, spelled almost identical, Mashkon, which is the word that's used for a collateral. And therefore, says the Medrash, in a play on words, that this double language is an allusion to the fact that both of the Batei Mikdash, the first Beis Mikdash, the second Beis Mikdash, will ultimately one day be Nismashkein. They'll be taken as a collateral for the sins of the Jewish people. In other words, this explanation is with great creativity expressing the well-known idea that Hashem, as it were, took back. He took as a payment the Beis HaMikdash as a result of our iniquity. We sinned. That created a debt we owed to Hashem. Really, to repay the actual debt, Hashem should have taken us as payment. In other words, He should have killed us, destroyed us. We deserve that. However, Hashem, in His compassion, took the two Batei Mikdash as a collateral, in lieu of the debt we owed him, he accepted the quote-unquote lesser payment, the collateral of the Beis HaMikdash. And this idea that we sinned, therefore we had a debt to Hashem, we deserve to be punished, but Hashem had a level of compassion and therefore only, quote-unquote, only destroyed the Beis HaMikdash instead of us. This is an idea that is found in numerous other traditional sources. However, the Medrashes, our Medrashes, incredibly brilliant and creative play on words with Mishkan and Mashkon, that is unique to the Medrash here cited by Rashi. A number of commentaries suggest and wonder about the deeper connection between this point, which, as I said, can be found in this very mainstream kind of a traditional idea of reward and punishment, and the fact that we really deserve to be destroyed, and Hashem only, quote-unquote, destroyed the Beis HaMikdashes. But the fact that what this Medrash is adding, the planned words with Mashkon, so various commentators are wondering, you know, is there something deeper here that is being added to the understanding? Is it just a play on words? Is it just the coincidence that the word Mishkan and the word Mashkon sound alike or almost spelled alike? Or is there some deeper connection between the phenomenon, the concept of a collateral, and the idea that's being conveyed? Rav Zalman Volozhiner, the brother of the famed Rav Chaim of Volozhin, tries to suggest a really beautiful and powerful message by taking a deeper look at the laws of Mashkon, the laws of collaterals, which were studied and we read earlier in Sefer Shmos, in Perek Kaf Bet. There, the Torah describes a desperate debtor, someone who is so poor that not only can they not repay their loan, but they barely have anything even to give as collateral to be held as a security. And the Torah describes someone who just has the clothing on his back. He has his clothing that he wears to work during the day, his pajamas, his night clothing that he wears when he goes to sleep. And says the Torah, if he gives you his day clothing, you're allowed to hold them at night because he doesn't need them. But every day you, the creditor, have to go and return the clothing so that he can keep his basic dignity, be able to go to work, and of course, ultimately, hopefully, be able to repay the debt. But even though he owes you the money and he can't pay it, even though he's giving you this collateral in lieu of that, you cannot just hold it, even though by rights you deserve it, you deserve even more. But you can't just hold it if he needs it during the day. Rashi gives the example of a person who has work clothing and is used as collateral, so the debtor has nothing else to wear during the day. The creditor must return that garment each morning. So if that being the case, that's the halacha. Rashi quoted it earlier in Sefer Shmos. The Gemara in Baba Metzia elaborates on it in greater detail. If that's the case, wonders Rav Zalmana of Volozhin. So why hasn't Hashem, who is the creditor, why hasn't he returned the Beis HaMikdash, the collateral. After all, if we just saw that the halacha is that a mashkan must be returned when it is needed, then certainly the Beis HaMikdash, which is the collateral in our metaphor, and is so obviously needed by us, the Jewish people, the debtor, shouldn't it have been given back to us, just like the work or the mourning clothing is given back to the desperate debtor every morning? How come Hashem hasn't returned the collateral if we desperately need it, if according to the Torah, you have to return the collateral when a debtor desperately needs his or her collateral? And in order to answer this question, Rav Zalmala says poignantly that the only answer must be the one that is found in the continuation of the Torah text itself, which explains that the reason that a creditor must return the collateral in the morning is because, V'haya ki yitzak elai v'shamati ki chanun ani. If he, the debtor, will cry out to me, says God, I shall listen to him, for I am compassionate. In other words, the absence of the collateral is so painful that the debtor cries out in distress, and as a result, Hashem's compassion is aroused, thereby requiring the return, even if only temporarily, of the mashkon. The inescapable conclusion, notes of Zalmala, is that the reason that Hashem has not returned our collateral and rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash must be because we are not appropriately anguished over its absence, and we have not cried out for its return. The Torah describes the debtor crying out, and as a result, the collateral is returned. Were we to cry out to Hashem over the Churban HaBayis, over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, if we would truly feel there is something missing in our life, that we were desperate to get the Beis HaMikdash back, then it's true, God would have no choice but to respond and return the Beis HaMikdash, to return the collateral which he took. After all, Hashem says about himself, Ki chanun ani, I am compassionate. The inescapable conclusion and the bitter lesson and the bitter pill which we must all accept and try to work on is the fact that evidently we don't miss the Beis HaMikdash and we're not crying over it. Because if we did, Hashem would have no choice but to return it.